welcome to the Wiki Podcast.
With the clear throat?
With the really clear throat. I just just got stuck somewhere.
Okay. All right. So we're going to go ahead and get right in to where are we at? This is Wiki 5.
Wiki 5. I've already lost count.
Well, I haven't because the last one was the Brodair.
Right.
And so that was helps. 4. And so we're at Wiki 5. And we've done terrible with scheduling.
I know.
Basically.
Well, I mean, we kind of like it, though. I mean, I like it that way because it helps me just to relax and not have to have a schedule where we have to do something.
No. Because there's a reason we've done it.
You're right.
Obviously. But
we have a lot of things.
But it's sad because it's not like we don't want to do it.
Right.
But, well, I mean, it's not like it's been, you know, 2 years.
What's funny is, like, we were trying to do this, like, last Wednesday, too.
We've been trying to do it, but times change.
Yeah.
Things happen, you're like, ah.
Yeah, work gets in the way, and you're like, oh.
Well, more things, yeah.
More things than that, and then trying to figure out what we want to do, and other things
just
coming up
with trailers.
Sometimes
the day gets in the way, and that's life, really.
Yeah.
And that's going to do it, so join us next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
No.
So, no. Today. Hashtag peggling, peddling, peggling. Whoa. I said peggling.
Peggling.
We could change it. No.
No, let's not.
Hashtag peddling Pegasus. Hashtag that in your post.
Yeah.
And we will see it and we will like it.
We're going to do it. So if anyone else wants to do it.
Basically, on a real note, we're trying to, I'd say, figure out exactly how we're going to expand in the next year is what we've been doing. And so that's what takes up a lot of our time is thinking, actually. Mm-hmm. Not like yes, we're doing stuff too, but thinking has just been, it's just been a lot of stuff.
And how we do the thinking is we go upstairs and we play some bubble hockey.
Yeah.
And we just go over thoughts, and that's our...
That is what actually. We did. No, but we also, what we haven't done, and we wrote down our whole list, and we still haven't done it. Which is totally us.
Yeah, I know.
We are the worst at procrastinating.
Oh, man.
That is brutal.
Us in school was just not a good match.
Bad.
In heaven.
That's why it's scary to think about going bad.
Very frightening, actually.
Because
we always did stuff like last minute all the time.
Because you're like, I don't want to do it.
I know.
I got other things I want to do.
Yeah, like, you know, we played in NHL. Obviously, but the reason was like...
But that... That's not why we procrastinate. This time we just procrastinated because...
Not this time, no. Yeah. But like when we were in school, video games were kind of...
A lot of times, well, we have to get certain things done throughout the week, right? Mm-hmm. And so if we don't go get those things done, then we can't even do it. And editing takes a long time.
Yeah.
And people that don't make videos, I don't think understand that.
No, and you know what? It's funny. I didn't understand it. I used to watch vlogs like Boyfriend versus Girlfriend.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was crazy, yeah. What happened with them? Sad.
And they're
sad,
over.
Sad,
it's crazy.
Very sad.
Dude.
I know. Like you throw 10 years down the drain? How do you just do that? How do you like date for 10 years and you're like, no.
Yeah. Well, the sad thing was that you could see it happening.
Oh, yeah, very slowly through it.
You could really see it. I mean, the first video I saw of them, I was like, well, they're probably going to break up. And then it seemed like...
Really?
Yeah, I did. Because it was poor quality, and they just looked really mad at each other. And so it was like, oh, it's going to get too much. I'm sick of it. But then they got to, like, this honeymoon phase of, hey, we're actually, like, famous.
Right.
And that's good and all until you realize maybe I want a family, maybe I don't.
Right.
And then you have to, like, so a lot of people get together, and they'll waste time, and they didn't already talk about what they wanted, actually.
Right. But, like... We're talking about 10 years. But here's the thing.
Is that how long it was?
Yeah, it was like 10 years, dude.
You say that, but like we...
Because I know they were together for 8 years, and then they were still dating for like another 2 years.
I did watch that a lot, but I think it's less than 10 years.
The videos
I think it's 8 years sounds plot. Sounds really likely.
Well, you know 10 years ago was only like 2009, right?
No, I get that.
So
but
like
then,
they were
but
dating
then I
in
2009. I was like 10, and I don't remember watching it when I was 10. I remember watching it when I was like 12.
Yeah, but they were dating before they ever even started making videos.
Sure, but like we don't know how long. Do you really know how long?
I don't know how long. But I mean, they were together for a long time.
For
I know
sure, 8 years.
Yeah, for sure, 8 years.
It doesn't matter. Possibly. More than 5 years is a real
terrible,
throwaway.
Man.
It's a real sad throwaway.
I could never do that. If I go 2 years and realize... Man, this girl.
I think 2 years
one.
Is really a breaking point.
Yeah.
I think in almost every relationship that breaks up, 2 years is like
the place.
Yeah, it's like, well, now we really know, and it could either go good or bad. I don't know. Breakups are weird.
Here's the thing, like with me, I'm kind of a person that if I realize that there's really no future, then I just break up immediately. Yeah. Or if I see a future, then I'll date for a while, and then at the 2-year mark, I'll ask myself the same question.
Right.
And then that's my answer.
Yeah, that's exactly how I do it now. It's not how I started when I, you know, first.
Oh, I mean, first
had a girl. My first girlfriend.
I was like 13 years old. What was I doing?
So, but now that I've, you know, been through it, I'm like, I'm definitely not wasting any time. That is 100%. I will not waste a second more on some bullshit. Seriously.
Man, man.
And it goes both ways.
We've dated boys some and girls that have just, man, wasted our time for sure. And we've kind of realized that.
Even just talk to girls.
Just talk to girls, yeah, for sure. I mean, wasted our time big time. Waste our time big time.
I don't know. There are some that I don't consider wasted time.
No, and some I don't either.
Right. But
I mean, I could name three on top of my head that were wasting my time.
You say a waste of your time, but like it helped you do something.
No, and that's why it's a waste of my time. Now, okay. The other ones.
Well, I don't know which ones you're talking about, and I don't really think we should.
I think you think.
I know at least two.
I know. There's a third one that.
Like, I don't know for sure which ones you like actually feel as a waste of time and which ones you.
I know.
You know? You feel like you. I don't know.
I don't want to have to say it.
Don't say it. All right, we're going to keep going. Yeah,
we're going to jump right over that.
Right over where it. How did we get there? We go places.
Yeah.
Kind of like Toyota. Not a sponsor.
Okay. But thanks Toyota for coming out with good cars.
Yeah.
It's been
they're not bad.
They're not terrible.
Not bad at all.
No.
It's just not like, you know, no one's like, oh, dude, if I just win the lottery and bought my Toyota.
I know. I just really want that one.
But it's not like, it's no offense to Toyota. They're a really good average car. I haven't seen many, like, really nice cars from Toyota. Maybe I haven't seen them.
Well, there's no, wait, okay, whoa.
But that's not a bad thing.
From Toyota, is there?
I don't know. I don't think so. I've never seen one.
No, I like their trucks. The trucks are good.
Well, I would say, and I wouldn't say, well, there are a couple
Chevy
companies.
Chevy and Ford people will. Don't at me, but, you know, Toyota is a good truck.
Well, yeah.
It's a good truck.
You're not saying, like, you know, screw the other ones.
Oh, well, screw Chevy, but yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how you feel about that?
I don't like Chevy, man. Chevy always breaks down. And, you know, Texans are big on Chevy, so. But I like Ford, man. Ford's a great truck.
I don't know anything about trucks, so yeah. I'm not with you on the arguments there.
Well, I've worked in both a Toyota and a Chevy and a Ford truck, and I guarantee you Ford's the best truck. You go, and then it's Toyota.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ford's
Chevy.
The most popular
Nissan
in Texas.
Is terrible.
I think
Nissan's.
Ford's the most popular in Texas.
Oh, yeah, it is. But a lot of, like, serious, like, Texans like Chevy more. It's just a guarantee, man, for some reason. They're just like, oh, but it's, like, American-made, and it's this greatest thing ever. But,
yeah, because Ford has, like, well, Ford does have a little weird, like, just look into
like a
it.
A Russian thing.
Well, it's a German. It's like a
German.
Nazi.
Yeah,
it's a German Nazi thing. And so that is a little weird. So that might be because Texans are real.
Real.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't do none of that BS.
Yeah, but I'm driving the car, so I want a good car. So even if it came from North Korea, I'm still gonna drive the car because it's a good car. Like if you came out with crappy cars and North Korea came out with a great car that was a really good car, then I'm gonna probably take the good car because I mean I'm just trying to get around.
You had like 10 cars in the last 30 seconds.
All right,
car.
Ford just has my heart, man.
Wow. Well, yeah. Now you know.
Not a sponsor either.
So basically, what I want to you are so weird. You are such a weirdo. Jesus friggin' is the Lord.
So here's another thing, I guess. I don't know about other people, but I do like starting Christmas early. Like putting up the tree. I have already bought a tree.
There are a lot of people. I just think,
I love Thanksgiving.
Wait until Thanksgiving.
I get you though,
over.
But like Thanksgiving Seriously. And Christmas are very similar in my opinion. One's just a huge feast. On turkey, and it's more of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's both like, you know, family and happy times.
Well, one's Thanksgiving and one's giving. That's really it is.
And getting.
But I mean,
I'll be honest. I don't think more people think about the giving than the getting in Christmas.
I don't know. I think giving's better, to be honest. Because if you give someone a good gift, it's not
which one's better. I'm just saying, no, like to you, I'm just saying.
For some
people, as a general, I think people go, Christmas, I can actually get what I want.
Well, here's the thing. Is that's I what think people are. Kids think that way. I don't know if adults think that way. Because I think adults think, I can get this for my friend and he'll really like it. More than a kid. Because when I was a kid, all I could think about was my birthday and Christmas because I'm getting shit. You know? That was the only reason why
I 100% agree. I 100% agree.
But when I got to an adult, I liked the giving part of Christmas.
I didn't
more.
Celebrate Christmas.
I know.
So I don't know.
You're such a loner. Get out
I don't
of here.
Know how that is. I don't really care about giving or getting, to be honest.
Okay. How did you anymore? Not celebrate Christmas ever?
I think I did once when I was like 5, but it's a very blurred memory.
That's so sad, dude.
I don't know. It never bothered me. I told, like, by the age of like 11, I told my grandparents, I was like, I just want money, and like, just, and then they started doing it.
Give
really,
me your money.
I just said, because I like, you know, spending on things. Like, gifts are great. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. And I understand that there are thoughts in gifts. So I enjoy like real gifts. You know, if you want to get like one gift each, I totally get that. But like the whole 6, 7. Even 3, 4. Like, I understand for my birthday. For my birthday, I used to get that especially. Mm-hmm. And then, again, I started just running money. And, like, we could go out shopping together and, like, think because I need clothes. I need this. I don't really need, like, some funny thing that you bought me.
Well, I'm gonna describe to you why I think Christmas and why you
I
missed
understand
out on
it. No.
Why I want you to be a part of this Christmas coming up because I know you've, like, dished out here. But... Christmas, when I used to wake up, man, I used to wake up at about 6 in the morning. I remember my brother coming into my room, waking me up at 6 in the morning and be like, dude, it's Christmas, Merry Christmas. And then we would run downstairs and we wake up our parents and we turn on the tree and everything and we'd read the 3 trees and we light the fire and we have some hot chocolate and it was super nice, man.
It's November 11th.
Okay, well, let me love
it. It's November 11th.
Let me love it, man. Okay, it's a season.
Like, just give it a bit.
But it's a season.
We have a whole, you have a whole month.
I know, but
you
it's a season.
You have an entire month.
So?
To enjoy Christmas.
I know, and that's what I'm going to do.
And then you can do it probably for like
you realize
a month after.
It's like a month until Christmas. A month. I'm literally.
It's not a month until Christmas. It's like almost 2 months.
No, it's not. If it's the 11th right now,
uh-huh.
And Christmas is on the 25th, that means we're a month and
a month and a half.
A month and a half away.
All right, so it's more than a month.
So I'm talking about Christmas because I like Christmas.
But if you just gave it 2 weeks, you have a whole month to yourself for your holiday. Some people really like Thanksgiving.
But I love Thanksgiving. But the reason why I'm saying this is because I put Thanksgiving and Christmas on the same level.
Look, I don't really see a problem with it at all, honestly. It's
because
just
a lot of people
it's just,
shit on it, man.
It's just kind
of... bring up Christmas too early. Like, oh, it's too early.
I don't really mind if you're getting stuff. Like, if you want to do it to your house, like you getting a Christmas tree... That's fine, but like when you walk into a store or you walk in the mall and it's already Christmas in the mall.
But why?
Because I don't give a shit yet.
But it's the season.
Let me care
here's the thing.
It's an entire
it's
month
a season.
Of it.
Yeah, but right when Christmas is over, it shuts off. There's no more anything. Now it's just New Year. So they have that up for a month. And then that's it.
I don't know, man. I'm just coming from a person that never celebrated.
I know.
That.
But
so
the
I
thing
don't,
is,
I don't really care.
The reason why I like Thanksgiving and because I like Christmas is because of the atmosphere. And that's why I'm so excited to even put up a tree in my house. It's not because, oh, Christmas is coming. It's more of the seasons here.
But that's the thing, and I get that. But the atmosphere is lost because you do it too early.
How is it lost? It's a month early.
But it doesn't feel... But
if
it's
it
not
was,
Christmas.
If it was 2 months early...
It doesn't feel like Christmas to me. So seeing a bunch of Christmas stuff... It's like, hey, here's all the Christmas stuff. Get ready for Christmas in a month where it actually feels like Christmas.
Yeah, but the only thing that...
And so
really,
it doesn't feel like... It feels like a fake Christmas. It's like seeing a fake Santa Claus and like telling your kid it's Santa Claus.
But
it's bullshit.
The only reason why other places... I mean, I get like malls put up Christmas stuff. I get that. But there is no like, hey, Thanksgiving, you know, tradition like bells and all that. But the reason why Home Depot, Walmart, they all come out with Christmas stuff is so that you can have the time to prepare
no,
your house.
Like I said, you can buy a Christmas tree. I'm not saying you can purchase Christmas stuff. I'm saying having decorations up in stores in the mall. When we went to the mall, there's Christmas
stuff. So houses can't decorate.
It's not the houses, it's the malls.
So the malls can't decorate.
No. It's annoying. I just explained it. Because when it's not Christmas, it doesn't feel like Christmas. Right. So then when I see it during Christmas time, mm-hmm. it's fake. Mm-hmm. We had all the decorations that I see on Christmas mm-hmm. on Thanksgiving. Why do I need – it's not special anymore.
Right. But here's the thing.
When it's like, December 1st and you're like, oh my God, it's December 1st and you see all the Christmas stuff, mm-hmm. that's a cool experience. Mm-hmm. But when it's a November 11th and you see all the Christmas stuff, it's like, okay.
No, I'm understanding where you're coming from. The difference is that when I see a wreath, I again put Thanksgiving and Christmas on the same level. They're in the same season. So that means that they're really actually celebrating Thanksgiving too, unless it's Santa Claus, which, you know. But when they put up wreaths and all that, I still think, well, this is
but it's not just wreaths, coming up with Thanksgiving. It's like red candy canes and shit everywhere.
I still put it up with the same Thanksgiving.
Red candy cane is not Thanksgiving.
But I still put it up with the same thing.
I get that, but it's...
Like Thanksgiving it and ruins, Christmas, I put it in the same season. It ruins the
Christmas atmosphere to see that we already have... Like, it's not Christmas. It doesn't feel like Christmas at all. Does it feel like Christmas to you? Be honest. No. So, like, when it actually feels like Christmas and then you see the decorations, that's when people are nice. That's when it's a real nice atmosphere throughout the...
When it starts coming out, that's when the atmosphere starts.
Really? Because I haven't noticed because Thanksgiving,
once Halloween's really over is when we all kind of realize...
Have you noticed an atmosphere change?
I mean, I haven't, like, talked to people, but, like... I know people putting up their decorations, but people doing
this. That's not an atmosphere change.
Well, it's the start of the atmosphere is what it is. It's the start of here's the season.
Okay, but it's not the start of it's the start of the atmosphere, but it's not the atmosphere. So that's like if I had a giant bottle of water and then had this small hole and then you like open the small hole and now it started dripping and we're like, "Let's cheer." Let's wait till the fucking water's out of the bottle, and then we've done our job. Like, come on.
I don't know, man. It's not like, here's the thing. Whatever. If you were talking to me about 2 months, like Halloween's coming up, and we're coming out with Christmas stuff, I would completely agree with you because that would be so weird. But since I put Thanksgiving and Christmas in the same season, so when they start coming out with Christmas stuff, I know, wow, Thanksgiving's coming up. And then when Thanksgiving's over, I'm like, oh, here comes Christmas. Now we're getting to it. Now we're pushing through that wall.
But why do you need decorations at a mall to feel that way?
I don't really need decorations at a mall.
Okay, so why are they? But that's what I'm arguing for. You can have your Christmas tree in your
house. They're just doing it because they're start. Well, here's the thing about the mall too. The mall wasn't fully done. They were actually starting on it, so they actually have time. That's the only reason why
they don't have time. It's going to take forever to put up decorations.
You know how much decoration Northeast Mall does?
It's, dude, that's so... How long do you think that would really take? Honestly, be honest.
I think it would probably take...
You think if 3 weeks. If I had 5 people to set up decorations around a mall, you mm-hmm. think it would take 3 weeks?
3 weeks, yes. For the whole mall, yeah. I would say 3 weeks. Would you not say? I mean, you have to do the outside.
I would not say 3 weeks.
You have to do the outside. Then you have to set up this giant tree. You have to put the lights flowing down through every single hall. I've seen it during Christmas. It's huge, dude. So that wreath thing that we saw that we're just hanging, that's the first part.
I've never seen that during Christmas.
During Northeast?
At the mall. I've never seen it.
During the mall, yeah. That's what they do.
You're saying they have lights everywhere.
Lights hanging from the wall, yes. Hanging from the ceiling. Yes, they do. Guarantee you.
Not around the entire building. It doesn't wrap around the entire building.
I'm not saying I'm...
That's what you said.
No, I said,
you said it goes around the entire building.
Well, it goes in the building. It's in the
it's
building.
It's in it. It's not around the entire... It's, again, it's all around. It would take about a week.
It'd take about 3 weeks, I guarantee you.
How would it take 3 weeks? It would take... You're telling me that it would take, what, 7 times 24? I don't even know. It's like 200 hours or something. I'm not going to do the math. It's at least 100 hours. You think it's going to take 100 man work hours?
No.
To put up decorations?
Here's the thing. You have to think about what those guys are doing because those guys are lighting guys and they have other jobs to do. They have other Christmas lights to put up. They're not just doing one thing. So them doing that, that's literally just one job that they have. So then they have other jobs. That mall's not going to be done until probably December. December 1st, I would say, when it's fully done. So technically, they're just starting.
Okay, well, we'll find out.
But I mean, hands up in the air.
I think you're kind of talking out your ass, but we'll find out.
I've seen them all.
We'll find out.
Okay, we'll find out. We'll find out December 1st, and then we'll come to...
Yeah, we'll find out if it really seems that hard, is what we'll do.
Yeah, because I think Santa's coming to the mall on December like 10th.
Also freaking stupid. Whoa, Santa's whoa, retarded. Whoa.
Yeah, it is.
Seriously.
Yeah, if you believe in Santa, I'm sorry, but
I mean, yeah, I don't get it. I can't argue for it. I'd love to, you know, hear someone's actual good argument for it. I don't understand a good argument for it.
I've never heard a good argument, and the only argument I've ever gotten was, well, it's just the magical thing.
Right, it's the magicalness.
It's the magicalness, and it makes kids believe in this magic. I was never raised to believe in Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny or the Tooth Fairy, nothing like that. I always knew that my parents would get me gifts, and they would show me that.
Right.
And that to me, when they would do that, you know, give me a nice gift, I was always like, wow, thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. I was never like, thanks, Santa. Thanks, this fat dude from the North Pole. I never did that.
The only thing I can think about is, and this is like an argument almost in both ways,
mm-hmm.
But is it would make the kid not as much ask their parents for something.
Yeah.
So you're not going to have your kid be like, hey, I want this, I want this, I want this. You go, ask Santa, you're going to get it this Christmas.
I know. Write it all down.
So it's almost like a get out of jail for parents.
Right. And not only that, but then it's a lie. You're lying to your kids.
Yeah, I never did it either, and
I was very
super
thankful.
Super happy about it.
Yeah.
So thankful. We're at the 21-minute mark. Thanks for listening so far.
Absolutely.
What we need to say real quickly, besides if you're posting a picture this week, peddling Pegasus, hashtag
peddling peddling Pegasus.
Just put it in there. And we're gonna check you out.
we're gonna check you out.
go to our website, thisisourjourney.com, and learn stuff about us. We got
it has all of our photography.
It has our photography in a really cool way.
Really cool way. It has what we're coming out with here coming soon. Pretty much has everything about us.
And go check out our game that we're gonna be doing at the end of the podcast. So if listen to the end. And go check out the game, and we have some fun with that. There's a lot of fun things coming.
Yeah, go check it out on the YouTube if you want to watch it on the video.
We talk a little bit more in depth in the fourth episode of Weeky. Let's get freaky.
Let's get freaky. Yeah.
And
freaky deaky.
We'll need to talk about it in a more. We're just gonna keep talking about it, and so
We've already talked to you guys about the bro dares that's coming out,
right?
So
and we are figuring that out.
Yeah, because we're putting all the paper.
Yeah, we have to write it down and then put it in there to randomize, right. And then
I have to choose one because I'm a loser.
We'll probably do filming next week or two, which means it'll be out. After filming in that next week or two.
It'd be like, I'd probably say
by December.
By December, it will be out.
We said by the end, actually, that gives us, because we still have three. We said by the end of, when the next Bro Dares counted and you see who lost, that's when it'll be out.
I agree.
So it'll be a little bit. Just because we have to do it, and we also have to figure out how we're going to film and record audio.
Right.
Because
we need to figure out mics and everything, and then that's gonna be a whole other deal. But we guarantee that it will be out in December, before the next Bro Dare, before the fourth or I guess the eighth Weeky will be out.
Yeah,
so. Cool.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna go ahead and get to our topic of the week. What would you do in a zombie apocalypse? And
there's so many things.
We're going to go ahead and get into it.
Yeah, we're just going to get into it right away because that's what we like to do.
First of all, I'm going to go to Costco.
Yeah.
Like,
definitely Costco.
Duh.
Okay, here's the thing about Costco. Wait. Does Costco have... I don't think it does. I don't think it has a hunting place.
A hunting? What?
Like guns and whatnot. Doesn't
no, but
I think I would rather go to
you should have guns.
Yeah, I would say Walmart.
At your house.
That's true, but like I want to go to a place where I can just pick up some ammo and pick up some,
But the problem with that is if there's a zombie apocalypse, someone's gonna be holding the fort, and if you get there and they're not sure, and they just want to be sure they're not gonna die, I'm not gonna die. They're the people with the guns. Someone owns that. That's gonna be the first place they're going. Mm-hmm. So you could get shot along with just a bunch of people that are going to break in there for
those
guns.
Yeah, but the issue is that what if you run out of ammo? Then what? What are you going to do? Because I want to have a fort that, one, has food, which is why Costco is such a great idea. But
this
then
is
I
why you
got
a doomsday prep for this, people.
I know. This is why there is that show.
Here's the thing. we're both Second Amendment believers.
Believers. Believers.
And go check that out on our YouTube. And just I'm just gonna throw it out there because since we're just talking about it just is about it. I'd like to hear some good arguments for what we should do about guns, but so far I haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
Because all it is well, let's just take the guns away from the people, and that's not gonna solve anything.
No, that's never solved anything in any other country that.
If there's a good way to do it, then hey, there might be a good way to do it. But like right now, I mean, I don't know. It just seems weird.
Yeah,
it's just something weird about it.
I mean, go check out our other video on that because we talked about it in a whole other episode.
Let us know what you think at the end of it.
But since we are Second Amendment, right? You know, love it. I'm going to defend myself with a gun when a zombie apocalypse.
Which is why
goes
I'm
down,
saying
if a zombie apocalypse.
You should
goes down.
You okay? If you don't already have guns, which we don't right now, then you should have guns. And like if you're. I'd say, you know, obviously guns are expensive. Yeah. Not only that, but you have to clean them, you have to lube them, all the stuff. It's very, like, you have to do a bunch of shit to actually have your gun work right.
Right.
And so that's something that takes money, and obviously that's the problem. So I understand what you're saying is, like, you need to go get guns, which right. I would 100% agree if you think you could get there and those people would be willing to, like, help you, which is... Right. More than likely possible.
I think at the end of the world, people are going to be like, okay, let's like figure this shit out.
Yeah, I need other people to shoot with me.
Right.
So that does make sense. And then, so let's just go off that because that does make sense now that we talked about it.
I would
say
Walmart.
Then you go to Costco.
Walmart is a really good place.
Walmart is not better than Costco.
I know. And that's why, because Walmart, I feel like everyone would go to Walmart.
And I feel like everybody would go to Costco.
Really? You feel like everyone would go to Costco?
Dude, here's the thing.
There's only private members allowed, though.
Huge. You're right. So how could the zombies get in?
How could the zombies get in? They don't have their badge.
Oh, man. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
The walls, the entire building structures of Costco are a lot sturdier,
agreed.
For one. Bigger building, two, gated. Like, heavily gated.
Mm-hmm.
And so Walmart doesn't really have any of those. And then on top of that, you have microwaves, you have TVs, you have games, you have a whole row of food. You'll be able to survive. Start with the fresh produce, then eat everything else. You'll be able to, if you were in Costco and you just couldn't get out, there were too many zombies, you would be able to, like, and that's the thing about guns. Like, yes, you need guns, but if you're thinking maybe I could just survive,
mm-hmm.
Like, we got to figure out what kind of zombies they are. So
right.
We'll talk about that.
Right.
But if you
could...
Yeah, because
if it's World War Z, we're
kind of
screwed.
You could survive in Costco. And I would like to just know this. Mm-hmm. This would be crazy to just know how long you could survive. You could probably survive in Costco for at least 2 years.
I would agree with you. The issue is that what if a lot of people decide to go to Costco?
But
and then now you have all these people. And then on top of that...
Then
you know, obviously it would last 2 years, but if the zombie apocalypse never just went down, we would have to travel somewhere.
I 100% agree with you, but that's when like leaders rise up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so like when there's a bunch of people and you're like, what are we going to do? You say, what we're going to do is we're going to survive here as long as possible. And then we're all going to go out with guns, have each other's backs and go to the next Costco and survive.
Right.
Otherwise, we're all gonna die.
Yeah.
So that's when you become a bond and family.
Here's the thing: is that I think that we would know when a zombie apocalypse comes, and we would.
How would we know?
I mean, well,
you don't know. You don't.
I think. When,
what if they? What if it just like started?
Like,
I mean, how do you know what?
That's
now?
True.
Like The Last of Us was just boom.
I know,
oh,
and
fuck.
So was World War Z, and I think World War Z was pretty
crazy
and I think it was more realistic, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Was more realistic.
100%.
So, but if that did happen, we're all screwed.
And that is more realistic. Now that you've said that, that's like if we think of what zombies are going to be, it's probably not going to be like something possessed a bunch of zombies.
Yeah,
now
they're
like,
slow.
Like demonic. It's probably just going to be like super crazy people because they did some weird drug. Like people have done it and become like they, you know, trip on bath salts and eat somebody.
There's actually a drug out there, a couple years ago, dude. I forget what it's called.
K2's pretty bad.
K2's pretty bad, but there's a new drug that came out.
Like alligator or something. Or like crocodile, and it like literally eats your arm.
That's scary.
Eats your arm.
There's this one called, I think like, don't quote me on this, but like floppy something, man. It starts with an F. I'm not
quote him on that.
Don't. I know, it's not, but it's something with an F. And it actually, I think it's called the zombie drug, and it's because it actually makes people go crazy. So like they'll take it, and then it's actually on YouTube, and they'll like freak out.
Cannibals.
Yeah, and they'll start like.
That's the crazy thing. Is people literally. Well, I've seen that, but I'm saying like there are people that have gotten tripped and then ran out and ate somebody.
Yeah.
Literally, and like gotten a homeless man started eating their head off, and they had to shoot him. Yeah, that happened in Florida, dude.
And they shot him in the chest, and he still wouldn't go down. Then they shot him in the head, and he actually died.
Right. So, like...
He was the first zombie guy, apparently.
And so that's the thing you got to think about.
So this is actually plausible, and that's what's...
You might just be that guy walking. You've never heard what a zombie is, and it just comes and, like, hits you in the face.
So, big
So let's just start there. Let's start from square one.
Don't do drugs, kids.
We're going to go into probably 45 minutes. Start at square one. You're walking on the street. You have no idea. You see a zombie running at you. What do you do? You have no idea. You just instantly see it, and people start freaking out. And you're like, oh, shit, is this it? What do you do?
Run.
So you're just going to run.
Run.
Like where? Let's say you're in Fort Worth. Where do you go? Back to your car, and then you're out?
Yep. I'm getting out as fast as I can.
Okay.
Because the thing is that I would never, if I'm, especially a World War Z zombie, if I'm ever coming into anything close to them, I don't. I mean, you're risking it. You really are. And I need a gun, or I need a machete, or I need something
a weapon.
I like, even if he scratches me, I'm gonna be a paranoid mother, you know. I'm just gonna be paranoid.
I would be too, dude.
You know, I'm thinking, oh my god, here it goes.
All drugs would be off limits at that point.
Yeah.
Be probably strictly alcohol and then just like die that way.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're just like, dude, I'm a zombie. Yeah.
Dude, I'm turning, I feel it.
No, that would be what. Okay, we'll get there. We're gonna get there. Yeah. But so
what would you do?
Because like that's, I mean, run. But like I'm saying, now I'm saying like it just started eating people, and you have to figure. You have to wheeze your way. Like, what if you couldn't get to your car? Would you just run all the way home? Would you call someone? Like I'm saying, realistically, what would you do? You can't get to your car. There's zombies there. You're stuck in Fort Worth. What's your first move?
Oh, I definitely wouldn't. Oh man, I wouldn't want to run into a building, because I feel like a building would be pretty screwed.
I'd say the first thing I would do is call every single person I know that's close while running on the highway.
Have fun with that. I'm gonna. What would you do? I would just. I mean, I would call.
You just die?
No, I would run. But I mean, why would you call other people just to like get them or let them know?
Why would you call? Because you can't get in your car. How would you get out of the fucking city? That's why. I'd be like, yo, dad, brother, Justin, there's a fucking zombie. You need to pick me up.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I just call everyone. I get you. I would call. Well, I mean,
you never know if someone doesn't. They're like, dude, I'm on the shitter.
Yeah. Dude, let me just read my magazine and watch my porn. Yeah.
That's seriously. Not me. Okay, so we've gotten past that part.
Yeah.
So what if now, okay, now you're at home. Scenario two, you're at home, see it on the news. Outbreak, alarms start going off. What do you do?
Like I'm sitting at home?
Yeah, you are literally at home and you're sitting there, alarm goes off, and the news, you get a phone alert.
I'd probably start getting every weapon I can think that would be helpful.
Okay.
And then...
Would you stay in your apartment?
No.
Where would you go?
I'd probably drive to, let's just say, a Walmart. Or a Cabela's, drive somewhere like that.
Don't you think that driving yourself to a Walmart is putting you where a bunch of other people are, which is more likely to get killed?
I think it is more likely, but I think it's a risk that has to be taken if you want to survive.
Why wouldn't being in your apartment?
Because in my apartment, one, I don't have the safety measures that I would need. I would like to get, like, you know, I have knives and I have things like that, but I don't have something that would really protect me in case, like, let's just say
a bunch of zombies. But if you stay there and you double lock it, the only way they could get through, I guess they could get through the window. The window. Smelled you. Okay, we need to, let's
like get yeah. like a ground where let's these get zombies a are.
What are the zombies? Let's be realistic, actually.
I think World War Z is the most realistic because it was more like a parasite.
That's a good ground, but I'm saying like, how do they detect us? I would say the most likely in my mind is like, they instantly have sensitive smelling and hearing. Like it just heightens their senses. Because I'm sure that's possible to heighten someone's senses like that, right? So like some, it, right. So they instantly got heightened
hearing,
and so you'd have to be super quiet and not smell like anything. So you'd have to stay clean.
Right. And then you have to think, in my apartment complex, there's a lot more people.
Or dirty. Maybe you'd have to stay dirty. You wouldn't be able to be clean because then you'd smell like soap.
Maybe what you could do is shoot a zombie and then cover yourself in a zombie. Maybe.
Wow, you are so right.
Maybe that would not like
already,
you.
We're already figuring out the antidote. See, so this is how you figure out. That's pretty brilliant, actually, yeah. If that's the way it goes.
That's the way.
But
someone would have to be the test dummy for that.
But what if...
Not me.
Okay, so are these zombies just crazy? Are they, like, stupid, though?
That's the thing. Here's the thing.
Because I don't... Like, I feel like, yes, you could cover yourself, but does that mean that they look at you and think, oh, that's a zombie? Or would they look at you and just think, I know that's a fucking human I can eat?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think a lion would be like, oh my God, it's another lion.
Here's the thing. It's like, I would say that they're not smart because I don't think if you're dead,
so like
you'd be smart.
They're like, their brain cells died. So they're like brain dead. They don't think at all.
They're faster. They're stronger. They can hear better. They can smell better. But they're still, you know, still have a parasite in their brain. So I think they can still be
almost
tricked.
Like a coma-like state.
Mm-hmm. Almost like that.
Where like their body is always in fight or flight mode.
Yeah.
So it just can go.
Just goes.
That makes sense, actually.
Yeah. Like, that would make more sense.
I think we've just figured it out, actually. I know. That's pretty crazy.
If anyone wants to survive the apocalypse, come with us.
Yeah. We definitely know. Okay. Well, we're only at scenario two right now.
I know.
So,
here's the thing. The reason why I don't think that zombie land zombies would never happen is because I think that we would be easily to kill them. It'd be so easy for our government just to shoot them all and say, okay, we're good.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, who's getting really
good? The Last of Us. If you've played that game, shout out to that game.
Yeah.
Those are some crazy zombies.
Yeah.
And that did kind of make sense. It was just like a virus that, because you've seen, like, there are viruses that, like, deform your skin.
Yeah.
So it could, like, deform your head into, like, this weird thing.
That's scary to think about.
Yeah, it's super scary to think about. And so here's what I want to say. We've already said, I'm probably going to Costco. See you there.
Yeah, see you there.
But the gun thing does make sense, too. If I didn't have a gun, I'd probably go there first.
I mean, even if you had a gun, here's the issue, though. Even if you had a gun, it's not going to last you very long. And that's just the truth. Even if you went to Costco and were like, okay, I'm here, and it's really just me and, like, five other people, you're still...
Should you not just go to, like, the police station?
Ooh.
Just a bunch of cops that are probably going to, like, risk their life to save you. Like, not like you're going to be, you know, a pussy, but, like, they're gonna stick it out for you.
You know what I really think, though? Huh. Is a prison. A prison would probably be the safest place to ever go to. I mean, why wouldn't it be?
That makes no sense.
You don't think so? A prison cell? I mean, food
wise. You're just gonna lock yourself in.
Well, they have food. They have tons of food there, actually, at a prison cell.
Where?
They have cafeterias and they.
You're saying you lock yourself inside the entire. What if they get in the prison though?
Well, then I mean they could get into Costco too, but I think a prison would be more stable for no one or for a zombie not to get into.
So where did all the prisoners go?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a whole other thing, too.
It's not a whole other thing.
Yeah, but it's still, like, that's probably, in my mind, a safest place to go, like, to be. If you are a prisoner and you're in a prison,
I think, honestly, a lot of prisoners have bad raps. Just saying, I've seen some things that I think a lot of prisoners are genuine people that made mistakes. But a lot of are lot really of crazy people. Yeah. And so that's a tough one about that.
But I'm just saying, like... You're in a completely impound. Well, you're in an impound whole place with bars and steel holding it together.
Costco is gated and it's a concrete building. So like, how is a zombie gonna get through that either?
I don't know, man.
Exactly.
I really don't know.
And then you could, like, board, like, there's tons of shit in Costco that you could board the walls in case they do get through, and then you at least have a little bit of time still.
Right.
And you're like, oh, shit, they're coming.
I just think it's more...
Here's what I would do. I would do. Honestly, if let's just, like, here's what I want you to say. And then we might even go to 50 minutes, because I'm loving this.
Yeah.
This topic.
It's great.
Here's what I'm going to say. Your perfect scenario. You are the in charge.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what you would do. I'm going to go ahead and say what I would do. Unless you don't need time.
Wait, what do you mean?
I mean, you, like, you get to Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, what are we going to do? And you stand up and you say, this is what we're going to do. What's the plan?
I'd probably barricade the place if we have enough guns.
With what? What would you barricade it with?
With, they have, I don't know. I don't know. I have to go to Costco to see what they have. I mean, I don't know.
I thought you were going to Walmart.
I'll probably go to Costco if I have guns.
So now you're going to Costco with me?
I've always said I was going to go to Costco. You said Walmart. I said Costco was a better idea. I actually agree with you on Costco.
Well, it just sounded like you kept saying Walmart, but...
No, I think Walmart's a good place because they have guns as well.
Here's what you fucking do,
okay? Oh, my God.
Here's what you do. You, first of all, you need a lot of things. Mm-hmm. You can't just, like, barricade yourself in. Unless they're all coming right now. But mm-hmm. likelihood, like, it just happened, you heard about it, mm-hmm. you have a little time, maybe, right? So I would go... Get some people, and you know,
where
obviously
you get people?
The people that also went to Costco.
Okay.
So you get those people, and you go to a school of some sort, and you get a bus. That way, mm-hmm. there's tons of people. Then you put the buses in the back of Costco,
mm-hmm.
and then you get all the cars that showed up from the people, and you barricade all the doors with that perfectly, and you could line it up so all the doors open because it wouldn't matter at that point. So you could. Break all the doors, have all the doors open. So once barricaded, we could all climb through the cars.
Mm-hmm.
But a zombie, I mean, maybe it does that, but I don't, that's like a lot to... And then we could barricade it in like crazy ways. And then, or they could, we could barricade it in the front, then go through the back. Boom, they come through the front. Then we go out the back and the buses and we're out.
Okay.
But I mean, I honestly think if you went to Costco and you barricaded it like well, which I don't think it would need that much... To be honest,
it's already pretty.
Pretty I think good. You'd survive like for 2 years.
The issue is
even
is
with
that
other
front
people,
doors,
dude.
I know that the front doors are not very strong.
How many can of beans would you say are in Costco?
A lot.
Like, give me a number.
Food wise, you'd be sold. The only thing is that you have to think about expiration dates.
Well, here's what I think you have to think about. Possibly, how many people are going to keep showing up?
Oh yeah.
So do you let them in? Or not.
Well, that would have to be kind of a group decision on the people that have been there.
Yeah.
More than on one person.
What if it's like a 50-50? See, these are the things where people start turning on each other.
Then there has to be one vote that has to...
Has to be 100% vote.
It has to be a vote.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what if 75 people voted and then the other 25% said, no, that's not okay. And then the 25% that were like, you guys are idiots, you're going to get us killed, I'm just going to kill you anyway. So you can't have any division in an apocalypse unless you trust these people.
Which is I would say that you need to...
So what if we just went to Costco, got a bunch of food, because that's probably what other people would do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like fend for themselves, I feel like, anyway. So go to Costco. I don't think a bunch of people are going to kill you for it. There's a, you know, I think maybe you might get to that point eventually. Right. You just go to Costco, fill it up, throw a bunch of stuff in the car, and book it to like some sort of military base. Closest San Antonio.
I think that's probably the smartest idea because I think if you stay somewhere, you'd be kind of screwed.
You know what would be brilliant? Possibly. Get a bunch of people. This would probably work as a zombie apocalypse. I'm just guessing. But, okay, how does it spread? Just through, biting? That's it? Okay. What if you did two major airports, and that's where you put all the people. And basically all we did... was constantly fly people back and forth over and over, and then you'd stay at the airport. So you'd stay at the airport, and then eventually it's your time to get on the plane, and you have a whole, you never have to think about a zombie, and then you get back, and you might have to think about it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But like, and then if they're like, oh shit, they broke in, we all just get on the plane.
Right.
Right? I mean, how many, we should have enough planes.
I think so. I would... you know, if it was just me.
This is where becoming a pilot is.
This is what I would say, is learn how to fly a plane. Go, I mean, the best thing to do is have your own airplane, really, and just fly to an island or something like that.
Yeah, how would they get to an island?
Yeah, I mean,
there's... You think about it. Wait a minute. How could it spread to the entire world? It couldn't, unless someone dropped it off there.
The only way it could is if someone...
Swam?
Well, that's how World War Z happened, was that it started in one place, and then
someone
got sick.
Yeah, and they brought it there. But I'm saying, like, if we quarantine the island...
An island, there's no way. That's what they try to do. That's what Jerusalem.
This
Jerusalem
is why we gotta go to Mars, people.
Right now, Mars.
All right. Well, we're gonna end it in the next 5 minutes. I got two more things.
Mm.
Two scenarios. Let me start with the first. You get bitten. What do you do?
Where do I get bit?
Leg.
Cut it off.
Okay.
Put a gun to my head and then count and see what happens to me.
And then what if you turn before you can pull the trigger?
I would ask
you. You think you
else.
Would maybe know?
So if you were with me, let's just say you were with me, then I'd ask
you.
You
just, your answer is just, you have to die.
Well, no, it's survive, but if you're already going, then it's kill me.
So then what if I got bitten? Would you just do that too?
Yeah.
Just shoot me.
Because I would rather you not turn into a zombie.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
And eat people.
It's weird.
Yeah. Weird. I mean, it's really, I would hope that you do the same thing to me. Like, if I got bit in my arm, I hope that you cut off, like, I would cut off my own arm.
Yeah, but what if you got to, and maybe this isn't you, but just put this in your mind. What if it actually happened and you were there and you said, I just can't do it. And so instead you put me in a cage so that at least I was alive.
Yeah, but it's not you.
I know, but like, you just can't kill me. So that that's just what you had to do.
Here's the thing is, like, I would... possibly do that, and the only reason, not because I want you guys my sex doll.
Well,
but
I don't
because,
think that would work anyway.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't. Is because I think that if they ever came up with a vaccine or anything like that,
right?
Then I could possibly save
that's a
you.
And that's a really
and
good argument.
That's a great argument, but you know the truth is that that's the only way to do it, and then I would always have to know like you're just caged.
Yeah, and I don't know how long you'd survive without, like,
eating.
So you'd have to, like, eat. I'd have to, like, feed you humans. Yeah. Or, like, some animal.
I mean, that's just
in my mind,
just
in
how
my
much
mind,
you care,
though,
dude.
The zombies would eat everything. That's one dumb thing about zombies that I didn't notice in World War Z if they brought it up. But the zombies should be eating animals, too. Mm. Shouldn't they? Like, why is it, oh, I want human, like, they never actually want brains. They just want to eat flesh. So it should eat all the livestock.
That's actually a good point. That's a good point.
It's a weird thing that is not
point.
Brought up in zombie movies.
Yeah. Wow. That was actually really good.
All right. That was a really good
topic.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah,
if you have
everyone.
Been here, and we're going to go ahead and get to Wiki 5 game.
Yeah.
Check that out. It's going to be interesting. I did some good stuff this week.
Yeah, I think I did pretty good too.
Did pretty
I'm coming
good.
Back, man. I'm really wanting to come back from where I was.
Right.
And really, really do this.
We're doing a new game today. Is it edible or not? And so that's the premiere of that. And check it out. This is our journey.com. This is our journey YouTube.
Check it out.
This is our journey Instagram.
Check it out.
Twitter.
Yeah.
It's all on our website. That's why I think the website's the best
thing
to go
to. It's the easiest because then you can just click on Twitter or anything and then it just shoots you straight over to our page.
Yep. Join the community. Peddling Pegasus
#,
and just put your thoughts out there.
Yeah.
And all right, we're gonna go ahead.
All right, we're gonna go straight into our game.
Boom,
here we
bam.
Go.